Welcome to Two Bards, One Mic. Insert interesting music here.
I swear we're actually going to get music one of these days.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't see any reason for it. So welcome. This is our third podcast, number 303. Last one was the sophomore outing. What's this one, I guess? The junior outing?
No, this is the...
Tertiary, yes. We'll go with tertiary.
The trilogy. The trilogy climax.
That's okay. All right.
It's a new title.
Trilogy climax. I've rented some movies like that before. I never get through the first one.
Should we also talk? I know this. I'm springing this on you, but should we talk about how all three podcasts have been different?
Yes.
And that now.
I think our last podcast was mono. All recorded on your one microphone.
Yep.
The first podcast was recorded on a Zoom in a living room. And if you couldn't tell, most people probably couldn't tell, but our sound guy could tell. Oh, boy, was he pissed.
Love you, Dan.
Dan, you're great. You're great. You're in Portland, but you're great. This one, we actually have dual microphones, real microphone setups.
So I'm coming to you in this ear hole.
And I'm coming to you in this ear hole. And we're coming in your ear holes together.
Hold it. Let's try that again.
No. Let's just go with it. Keep it rolling.
No, because right. I wanted to be coming in their ear holes together. As opposed to prematurely.
It's fine. It's
putting it out there.
Yeah. And hopefully these setups are keeping you guys from hearing the kid who's just screaming like a banshee outside. For no reason at all. West
housing
Seattle.
Development.
It's good stuff. All right. So I guess we'll start off with the one question we got. Come on, guys. You got to get us some more questions.
Yeah. I mean, we put it out. We tweet it. We Facebook it. We talk about it in the podcast. And yet nobody except one, thank God for Tom Brophy, asks us a question.
I wouldn't go that far. But yes, Tom Brophy keeps keeping it fresh.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank New Jersey for Tom Brophy.
Sorry about the Hoboken thing. I thought it was a funny joke.
I loved it.
Most people did. People from New Jersey, not so much. But what do they like?
Both of them were good, though. I mean, they were both good.
Anyway, we're talking about a graphic. Go ahead and check out my Facebook page if you're interested. But yeah, Tom was not happy with the original incarnation. Oh, so anyway, Tom asked us, what our thoughts, feelings, opinions, etc. were on the Game of Thrones season 3 premiere and Walking Dead.
Cue interesting music here.
Oh, I'm not going to put in any music. So,
how about steampunk puzzles that rise out of the ground?
I could do that.
Okay.
Do, 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 do. I guess I did put in music. I didn't expect. Okay. So, Game of Thrones is what I've been watching Game of Thrones since it started, and I really enjoy it, and I try to catch it as soon as I can, depending on who has happened to DVR it, because I don't actually have cable or even any TV hooked up at my house. And I'm HBO, if you're listening, please separate to go from cable packages.
Yes.
I will pay you $15 a month, no problem.
Yeah.
I don't have any issue whatsoever giving you guys money. I just don't want to give Comcast money.
Nope.
So, been loving Game of Thrones. Really excited to see where this season goes. I have not read the books.
Me neither.
Yeah, guilty.
I have played the game.
I've been stomped at the game.
I won the last game.
I played with Ben Dobbins.
Yep.
Mistake number one. I think Evan Shimono, Kirsten. Help me out with the last name. Kirsten's last name is
Mike.
Not Kristen. Kirsten.
Oh, Rogers.
Rogers. That's right. Yeah, her husband and Aaron, and we all played. And Aaron was used as a pawn by Ben, who as Winterfell swept in and just destroyed everybody. Using her, I think she was Greyjoy, And he used her to essentially keep the coasts clear and just wiped everybody out. And it was brutal. It was just brutal.
I worked with... Oh, I can't even remember who we played with because we were also drinking that night. But I fully expected to lose, as I have in every other encounter I've played with Dobbins and Game of Thrones. And actually worked out this epic alliance and realized that through no fault of my own, I had really amassed the shit we needed to win. And so everyone was just like, okay, Scott, we're riding your coattails. And I swept down with Navy and land might and prevailed.
I think you need
prevailed?
To...
Persevered.
Persevered.
One. Yeah.
There you go. It. Sure. Do you need to step a little closer?
I don't know. Do I? Is that better? Is that, oh, yeah. Right there.
We'll just normalize it.
Okay.
So, Game of Thrones, the show, really enjoying. I honestly have not seen much Walking Dead. I know that kind of hurts my geek cred a little bit. Again, I don't have TV, so I have to find alternate.
It's on
words.
Netflix.
So oh, I that's watched true. It. Okay, okay. Well, maybe I'll give it a look. I read some of the comic, and I really enjoyed that. I haven't read much. But when Walking Dead started, I was kind of done with zombies. Just kind of feeling like it's played out, and it's a little crusty.
Oh, I love this one, because I think it's the right amount of zombie, because
right.
they're really... not there, and it's more about the people and the interpersonal struggle, and they're there, they exist, but they haven't had to, as we get progressively further into it, there are more instances of them, but the early episodes were great because they were just this thing, and mm-hmm. you as an audience member knew they were out there and made your ever whatever you wanted them to be, and then you started seeing them slowly coming in and the situations or circumstances. I've only gotten through what's available online. I think season two, I've missed this last one. So
right.
I got to catch up on three so that when four comes out, I can go over to a friend's house and watch it.
So I guess maybe I will do that as well.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds like a plan. I need more stuff to occupy my time.
Yeah. And I love Game of Thrones too. Except for Joffrey. He's a little fucking shit, and I hope he dies.
You've seen the internet meme where you realize that he was in the Narrows and Batman rescued him?
No.
As a little kid. As an actor, man, that kid is awesome, because you hate him. You just hate him.
Oh, was he really in Batman?
Yeah, he really was.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an excellent actor, because I hate him with a viscosity and visceralness that I can't even compare to my ex-wives.
I just like the fact that it's like, dude, your acting is so good, you have made me actually wish a 13-year-old dead. Good job.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
job, kid. Way to go.
Yeah. You're evil beyond your years.
So there are hopefully very good things come for that kid, because he's really yeah. good.
And Peter Dinklage. Is awesome.
Yep, definitely. I saw him on The Daily Show. That was a really good interview with him.
Oh, I didn't get to see that.
Yeah, it was awesome because it was so uncomfortable. It was just the most uncomfortable interview.
Really?
Like intentionally. He just came in and owned it. And it was this weird... Like, he wouldn't let you laugh until a certain point. It was a very...
Nice.
He controlled it. It was crazy.
And, of course, Sean Bean. I love Sean Bean. And if you haven't watched it, go Google...
On
YouTube, The Deaths of Sean Bean.
Yeah,
it's magical, and you forget how many wonderful movies he dies in.
I remember.
I just want him to live once.
I think he has lived once, and it wasn't very good.
I'll keep dying then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the kiss
it's your niche.
Kiss of life for a movie is his death.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, all right. So, that's that. Other stuff we have going on right now. I'm editing some video for the play August, which is being managed by Aaron Buman, the fuzzy, wonderful...
Captain Beardy Face.
Captain Beardy Face himself, the Bumes. We're doing some interesting stuff with multimedia during the play. It's going to have these great projections where the house has memories and the memories are actually pre-recorded. Green screen projections where we have some interesting effects to make it look kind of ethereal.
Nice.
Yeah. It's going to be a good play. So be sure to hit up Brown Paper Tickets if you're in Seattle and check that out. It's going to be awesome.
Does not conflict with Two Rooms.
No.
By
no,
the way.
It does not.
So you don't have to choose between Buman or me which beardy face you like better. You can support both.
Oh, I could never choose. I choose Buman.
I choose Buman too.
I know. Okay.
Only because I can't choose myself.
I thought that's what you were doing in the bathroom. Choosing yourself over and over again.
No, that was choosing my religion.
Oh, gotcha. So after this podcast, we are heading down to the glorious northern Tacoma.
Yes. Fedway.
Fedway. Federal Way. Federale Way. I don't know. It's northern Tacoma.
The southern expanses of who the fuck knows where we are right now.
It's the southern north Puget Sound.
Yeah.
It's not as bad as I make it sound. It's horrible. But we're going to Matt Vansel's place, and we're re-recording video for his Kickstarter.
Yes.
So us talking about recording his Kickstarter previously was a little premature because...
No, we recorded it.
We recorded... Well, we recorded something.
We captured it on film, on digital...
Digital, yeah. The bits... Stock. The bits were locked in my camera, and they were not good, and that is my fault, partially. I'm not going to take full credit.
The rest is Matt's fault.
No, Matt did fine. It was just, first of all, we were recording in a green screen environment, which I'm so done with for a Kickstarter. It's just, so impersonal. I want to move on to doing actual location.
Be engaged with your...
Be engaged in states where that's legal.
Yes.
So we're going to go film him in a little more candid situation and pull together hopefully a more interesting Kickstarter for you guys.
Maybe memorized his lines this time. No, that's too much stuff.
I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah.
No.
He's a writer.
Yeah. Should be fun, though. Should definitely be fun. So this week has been interesting. I've been... helping Aaron out quite a bit.
Yes.
You were kind of there. So Aaron took a tumble. She was walking from her car, and the sidewalk on which she was walking looked like Mississippi dental photos, I guess is a nice way to put it. It's a little crooked, missing some pieces. Crooked, yeah. She took a tumble because someone was coming toward her, and she moved out of the way.
Because she was polite. And when she stumbled, to be fair, the jackass who made her move actually came to her assistance.
Right. Go Seattle. Go Seattle. So she tore a couple of ligaments in her ankle. Scott came rushing to our rescue like a knight in sweaty armor.
Yeah. What they don't know is the northbound on-ramp to I-5 from West Seattle was closed. So I had to go all the way down to Boeing Field, turn around and come back and still made pretty damn good time.
And we appreciate it.
So I hope the cops aren't listening to this right now, but I was hauling balls.
Well, as long as you're hauling like fewer than, I think, half a ton of balls, you don't need to worry about.
True. I don't need a class C weigh station. License. Right. Okay.
Yeah. How many balls you got back there, boy?
By the way, it's water I'm drinking, if anyone hears all that.
It's not vodka.
No,
it's not whiskey. This bottle isn't. The previous one.
Woo!
So we ended up spending, was it Friday night? It was Friday night last week. So
yeah.
Yeah. So by the time you listen to this, it'll be a week and a few days ago.
Yes.
We spent that night in the hospital with poor Erin. She tore up her ankle and landed on the opposite knee. So, yeah. And
little column A, little column B damage.
Luckily, Scott has been injured enough to where he just kind of came flying in. To our rescue with advice, with a car seat, Not like a baby car seat, like a seat in his car.
Seat in my car, yes.
And then half a seat in the back for me, which was nice. That kind of sucked, but...
I'm working on it.
Total hero. Total hero, Scottsy Brown. If you... Your friendly neighborhood Scottsy Browner, man.
Yay! Insert heroic applause here.
Man, you want me to insert a lot of shit. It is not happening. I'm just telling you that right now.
All right.
Okay. So that was, and then my week was spent trying to be, you know, a good boyfriend, a good friend to her and helping.
Oh no, you were
helping her. No,
she,
no,
yeah, no. She made comment the first day. She was like, "Andy is so sweet. He made me breakfast and got me to school, and it was awesome."
It's like she's in the room. It is like she is in the room.
That I'm not an impersonator. I'm that just is, a...
you are legit, my friend.
Yes.
You are legit. So, Aaron, if you're listening, get better-er, since you have been getting better. But continue on that. Don't get worse.
Yes, please. And I can't wait to see you with the cane. The cane is awesome.
She got a purple pimp cane.
Better than a gray aluminum crutch, let me tell you.
Oh, that crutch was... That was the worst part, is the crutches were worse than the injury.
Oh, God, yes, they are.
Just like...
It encourages you to walk.
It certainly does.
Get these things out of my armpits.
It certainly does. So you went to NorwestCon this week.
Yes, I did for one evening.
One evening.
Because I wasn't there as a panelist this year. We weren't there. As guests this year.
Maybe next year. Who knows? How did that go?
It went great. I went with one of our producers, Renny Arakto, and I went and hung out and talked about all things awesome. And went to see and meet up with a mutual friend of Andy and mine's, Adrian Carlson. And if you're listening...
Hi, Adrian.
Hello!
Hi, Adrian.
She confided that she's listened to us in the car before, so apparently that's highly recommended. So
do put not these listen in your to car. Two Bards podcast while operating a vehicle. Do not listen to Two Bards podcast while conducting international diplomacy. Kim Jong-un. Do not listen to Two Bards podcast.
Yes, North Korea, please. Please listen to Two Bards podcasts. You'll go insane and stop being stupid.
This message for North Korea. What the fuck? Come on.
Really? Seriously, who are you kidding? Really? You are is that small man's disease?
You are so lucky you don't have
Look
oil.
At me. I get WMDs. So I'm going to blow up South Korea because they're so far away. Hold it. Wait just a sec.
At this point, if you had like a decent salt mining operation, we'd already be up ins.
Yes, because Lord knows we need more salt. Also, I ran into Sean O'Connor, who has just bought a new house and was really excited about it, and then told me that a week after owning the home, the furnace crapped out. So thankfully, we're going into the hot weather.
He's got the fucked of the Irish. It's not the luck of the Irish. He's totally. Oh,
no, O'Connor. But he's happy. It's a good neighborhood, and
hopefully it's a nice warm neighborhood.
Yes, I'm looking forward to heading over there and hanging out with he and Kristen and watch Gamers Live, which I have still not watched because I promised you guys I'd watch it with you. Also ran into my body double from Darkness Rising, Scott McIntosh, who played the Undead Turk. And he and Kevin Inouye were instrumental in teaching me all of my martial arts combat, which consisted of falling forward, backward, sideways, up, down, running, standing, sitting, whatever. Everyone else got fight training, and I got
extra
fall
lives?
Training. Jesus. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. So both Bard and Stunt Bard were Scott. That's interesting.
Yes. Yes. And he's got one T, I believe, if I've got that correct, and I have two T's.
Would that be Scoat?
No. He is a true Scot.
I'm calling him Scoat.
You can. I don't suggest it. He will hurl his newborn baby at you and then pummel you.
It's a baber toss?
It's a baber toss, yes. And also Nick Platts, who I did not get to run into, but when I got home at 1:30 in the morning, he was Facebooking me about the scotch tasting and how awesome it was. And I was really upset that I couldn't get in there. And then I woke up this morning to the last Facebook text from him, which was, I dropped your name, and clothes started to drop. So I do what I can. Thanks, Nick. Thank you for telling me that I have some clout somewhere in this city.
Yes, because he certainly doesn't hear.
No. you had fun that I didn't get to partake in.
I very much had some fun. So we were filming another project for Zombie Orpheus that I'm not going to talk about right now, but you guys will probably see some stuff about it soon. And it does involve Scott, which is, take that as you will. You know, I'm kind of sick of the guy. But
boy, howdy, who isn't?
That's the two-seed Scott. Scott McIntosh, don't throw your baby at me, please. We got to test out a Blackmagic cinema camera, which was pretty damn awesome, actually. Normally, we film our stuff on DSLR, sort of consumer-available cameras. They're definitely great. I mean, they've opened up filming to a whole new group of people, essentially. Yeah. The riffraff is what the pros would call us, but it's because we're actually getting shit put out. So
I just remember showing up, watching the shoot of Journey Quest Season 1, and Ben standing there with a SLR camera, and I'm like, where's the camera rig, guys? And they're like, Ben shooting it. I'm like, I know, he's taking still pictures. They're like, no, he's shooting. Shut up, we're filming. And I was like, oh. That's cool. So, wow. Yeah.
That was a really great Tony Becerra impression, too.
Thank you.
Nice.
I've been working on that.
That's
one.
That's awesome. There wasn't a lot of evil in it, though. You need to work on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I got to get the look down,
too. You need to drink the blood of a newborn. So.
True. Oh, it kinda that's coats, what it is.
It coats the throat.
Scott McIntosh. If I could impose.
Please.
I need to work on my Becerra, so I need to borrow your child.
Right. So this camera was really sweet. I was a little bit worried. Going in, a lot of people are kind of hung up on a few of the limitations to the camera. One of them is the sensor size. It's a bit smaller than a Micro Four Thirds sensor, which Scott's just kind of glazing over right now.
Micro Four Thirds, of course.
basically, what it means is a 50 millimeter lens on the camera is more like a 150 millimeter lens.
Because I know what that means, too.
It means you have to be further back. Further back for everything. So, it's actually more like a professional setup where, you know, usually the cameras are a lot further back.
Whereas
Ben,
okay.
You know, Ben can get up in your face with the DSLR.
Right.
This, we would have to have a little more space.
And it would still look to the audience that we were up in your face.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, now I'm with you.
But the thing records extremely amazing raw footage, beautiful colors. It's a really, really nice camera.
Does it have the 12-minute limitation?
No, it does not.
Okay, that's
awesomer. Exactly. And that was one of my first joys was we shot over 12 minutes, and it made me so happy. The DSLRs, if you want me to get a little geeky here.
I do.
The file format only allows for 4 gig files. Which you can probably do the math and figure out which file format that is. So it's FAT32, but essentially it'll only allow 4 gig files, and 4 gigs at HD, H.264, is 12 minutes.
Can you hand me that towel behind you?
No.
You just geeked all over my face.
Sorry.
And I need to clean that down.
Yeah, clean it down, not up. You can move it to the lower region. That's where it belongs.
So, okay. Steffi, just a second. I'm stepping away from the microphone.
While Scott's away from the microphone, he's coming back. Never mind.
And they returned.
So yeah, it was really cool, and it really I think that's probably going to be on the wish list.
Yeah.
For the short wish list for Two Bards, because it's an amazing camera.
Yeah, and I did get to see it at the offices, not in action, but it looked very pretty, a little bit bigger, and yet. From what I understand, the capabilities of the settings in camera, as opposed to some basic settings in camera and then a bunch of settings in post, you can do a lot of that in the camera
and
take some of the post out. Is that correct?
Well, for your film people, first of all, you can shoot much flatter. You shoot very flat, which allows you to choose your colors in color correction much more accurately. You don't, like, if you need to pop a color, you're not going to inadvertently crunch other colors because the color space is so limited. You're really working with a full, uncompressed color space. So that's really
sweet.
Cool. Also, even when it's recording compressed video, it's recording in ProRes 422, which is already better than H.264, which is what the DSLRs film in. So,
right. So comparatively speaking, if we talk about Ks, because a red is 4K.
This is 2.5.
And this is 2.5K, then what is the DSLRs that we're typically shooting on?
It'd be like a 1K. Yeah, essentially.
So you're getting 2.5 times mm-hmm. the amount of information?
Well, more than that. You're getting 2.5 times the number of pixels. But you're also getting more information per pixel.
Sweet.
Yep. So, anyway.
It's on the shortest list now.
It is. We're
now I understand the excitement behind this. Yes, so it's on the shortest list.
We're done geeking out about
ever.
The. Oh, one minor thing about it as well that it also has a built-in audio recorder, so you don't have to haul around the Zoom. You can do full in-camera audio recording with external booms and whatnot.
What?
I know. It's really nice.
Done. I'll buy three. Hold it. Wait. I don't have a job. No. I can't buy three.
No.
Someone out there listening could, though.
Yes, if you're listening and want to buy us 3 Blackmagic cinema cameras, EF mount, send them to Scott C. Brown.
And, I mean, hell, we'll make you a member.
We will. We'll record anything you want. You want to get into Hump this year? I will record anything they want.
I will help record anything. Right.
I will hold anything you want me to hold for a limited amount of time, but I will do. I don't even care. You're getting me. I have a price, Scott. I know my price. And my price is 3 Blackmagic cinema cameras.
Mine's probably only 2, but yeah, we'll say 3. Exactly. We'll say 3.
So you and Bo Pritchard, the fuzzy kiwi who just won't quit.
Yeah.
Ginger kiwi.
Which is keeping with sort of the fuzz on a kiwi is actually kind of gingerish.
Moving on.
I never really thought about
you're
that.
You're working on some stuff. Do you want to talk about that a little
bit? Some epic shit?
Yeah, you got some epic shit. Just epic.
Yes, and this will be out very soon, but I can't really talk about it yet, but something that Bo has been working on for a while, sort of in the background. Andy and I are really wanting to spearhead making it a reality.
Yes.
And so soon there will be a campaign to help raise some funds, very limited funds, with the potential for some awesome Two Bards interaction filming and audioizing and such. But I'm very excited because, it's epic. And it's not shit. It's epic shit, but it's not shit. And it's something that I, as a novice or not...
You're a dabbler.
Prolific
You're a game
gamer,
dabbler. Yeah.
This is something that I have wanted for a long time, and I am truly, truly excited about it because Bo was just kind of saying, yeah, I had this thing... when we were coming back from rehearsals for Two Rooms, and I was like, hold it, what? Wait, talk to me more about this. And he was like, yeah, this is my... I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah, I wish we could talk about it a little more.
I do, too.
I guess we could say that it's probably... It has the potential to do, for gaming, what PopCap did for consoles, essentially.
Yeah.
That's a very, I think, accurate...
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think that's fair to say. So... please look for that. There are some folks that are going to help with some things, but I would say that well before the end of the month, with a goal of maybe being able to have actual somethings at BerserkCon and Gen Con is the goal. And if we have it for that, then we'd probably have it for SpoCon as well.
Indeed.
So keep attuned to that, and we'll let you know on Facebooks, Twitters, personal, right. And two bards, what's going on. But I'm very excited, and it's a genuine excitement. I'm really
this is
stoked.
Not yeah, this is not falsified excitement.
That, God damn my computer for going to sleep.
Turn it off. Turn off the... Why are you not, like, on...
I don't know.
You need to be on high-performance power.
Because I'm either always here or I'm not here. And so it shuts off. And now I'm here doing nothing except talking.
Right.
Just what I do by myself anyway.
I know. I've heard worse.
So. Yeah.
So while you were at NorwestCon and while your name was dropping... Pants, apparently.
Apparently.
Some bloomers.
Woohoo!
I was...
I just wish that would actually happen for me.
I took... Yeah. I took a moment out and had dinner with the wonderful Jamie Cordero from Yay. Espionage Cosmetics. We love
and
you, Jamie.
And the floral, the flower, the wedding flower. I mean, the mostly Espionage, but she's also got a floral... Business.
I'm dropping Espionage Cosmetics. That's what she gets.
Okay.
She gets, no, Jamie Cordero, totally awesome. Espionage Cosmetics, totally awesome. Get him on ThinkGeek. Get him at espionagecosmetics.com, I think?
Yes.
Okay, great. And also, Curtis Chandler was there from the podcast Clinically Inane, which I highly recommend checking out. We're on it from... We had interviews at, not two bards specifically, but a lot of the Zoe/DG people have had interviews from ZoeCon.
Yeah.
There was an interview from ECCC. So, yeah, we're on there. And then we've actually been invited to go on individually and
Sweet.
Talk to them. So that should be a lot of fun. So, yeah, Clinically Inane. It's available on iTunes or through your favorite... podcast aggregator. So
yes,
yeah, he was it was a lot of fun. We went to Dragonfish Grill, which interesting
love
place.
Dragonfish.
Interesting place. I really, really they had this like orange chicken stuff. It was incredible. It was just so tasty. But it was the middle of SakuraCon and we had a lot of interesting discussions.
Oh, anime.
I think that, that the terms Sailor Statutory was coined.
Wow.
Yeah. Basically, it's a lot of people getting up in your business that you don't want up in your business a lot of the time.
There's that golf game from RadCon?
Yeah. Oh, right.
Lose.
No, we didn't talk about that.
No, but
no,
that's
you can't even play it at SakuraCon.
No, you can't play that game.
So, yeah, that was... Interesting discussion. Just a kind of a different con experience since we're all used to fantasy conventions or comic or geek conventions. SakuraCon is definitely a convention. It's not so much celebrating anime as it's celebrating the people who celebrate anime, it
yes.
seems. And so there's a very different vibe.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun seeing Jamie's reaction to that.
I went to Anime Banzai down in Utah, of all places, 2 years ago.
Utah is crazy, man, because like you can't do anything. So when you finally get to do something, you go crazy.
Yes. And then AkiCon last year in Bellevue, which was running the same weekend as SteamCon. And... both of those experiences. I've not been to SakuraCon, but yeah, the anime, I like the anime conventions because they bring out a lot of the voice actors.
Right.
And get to meet people in that. And I've had some really cool conversations with Chuck Huber, who he's done a lot, and he's on Borderlands and a number of big anime type things. But the people there, it is a total different deal than the gamer or fantasy sci-fi cons that
right.
we typically attend.
Exactly. Right. So
that wasn't meant as a downer. All of a sudden everything
it
just
is so
stopped.
Different. It's no we
but it's different.
We you know fandom is great. Fandom is totally great in all of its incarnations, and it's just that's a piece of fandom that I don't participate in general.
Well, it's because we're all over 21.
that's part of it. There are, dude, trust me, there are plenty of people over there that are over 21.
But a lot of them are not.
Right, I would agree. Additionally, I think it's a thing that you, like, as a fat white guy, like, that's such an expected niche for me to fall into. I've just avoided it. You know, it's like, oh, fat white guy with a ponytail? Yeah, I bet he has, like, 75 billion animes.
Yeah.
Animoxin.
Animi. Anime, animi. Animet.
Yeah. Anime.
The only one I've really watched outside anything from Team Ghibli, which are brilliant. I mean, yeah, and those are movies, not really typically anime, but Claymore. If you haven't watched it, watch it. It's empowering for women.
Nice.
It's a single season, nice encapsulated, about, I don't know, 18 or so episodes, something like that.
Nice.
Really cool storyline, and there's no gratuitous weird things that I've then seen on a lot of the anime that I started watching going, I feel like I need a shower, not in a good way, after watching these little high school girls in skirts and...
Stop. Just stop. All right. You've crossed the tentacle line. We're done. I didn't want to talk about it, and you brought it. We're done.
I didn't talk about tentacles.
You implied tentacles. There were implied tentacles.
I technically have not seen anything with tentacles. These are actually high school kids with blouses that just pop open, and their eyes get big, and they go, wee! And I'm like... I'm very scared.
What do they go?
Whee! Charisma!
Oh my god. All right.
Or what's the other one? Badges? No.
Buttons. Oh, buttons.
Buttons.
We.
But you don't know about buttons.
We don't know about buttons. We yet.
But you'll know about buttons.
Soon, buttons will be. It'll be all the rage. So let's a poor choice of term or words here, but let's get off anime and let's start talking about Gamers 3. Since we're talking about Gamers 3 now.
Oh, yes, we are. look at what happened there.
Woo!
Like it was planned.
Yeah.
We're semi-professional.
You're semi-something. Gross. So Gamers 3 is locked.
Yes, it is.
And for those of you who don't know what locked means, you all know what locked means. But essentially, the final edit, the cut, is locked. That means all the scenes... All the frames are there. We've got the correct frames in the correct order. Sound is now going to start working on the soundtrack, getting the audio mixing done.
Foley.
ADR can finally start.
Yes.
Severely, severely needed ADR. Effects can start working on actually creating the fantasy world and doing any other special effects. Color correction can begin. Well, not until after effects are in, but, you know, well, certain scenes can be color corrected.
Yeah.
So we are actually moving toward that August premiere date really strongly now.
And we got to see some of the card art.
We got to see card art. We got to
not
see
just placeholder.
In the movie.
In the movie, because it was placed in just as
it wasn't fully rendered, but it was great.
Yeah. And the actual card, there's one awesome sequence where you go from live action to a card, and they've actually taken the last frame
of the live action
and
that's the card.
And that's the card, and what Ben's done with that, and then what they're going to accentuate with the special effects afterwards. It's going to just look amazing.
This is going to look great. It's going to look great.
Yeah.
Scott, myself, Samara, Aubrey, Rennie,
Ben.
Well, obviously Ben. I mean, Ben's the executive editor. We've all kind of locked ourselves in and provided just tons and tons and tons of notes on this thing, and it is looking well. After the first screening, I think we all left feeling kind of depressed
because there was just a lot there.
There was so much.
There was how do you carve out anything from this huge rock into something that is digestible?
Yeah, and we, you know, through a lot of people doing a lot of work, we've Michelangelo'd this thing down. That might be a little... We haven't quite Michelangelo'd. That's getting a little heady, I think.
Michelangelo's apprenticed it down.
Yeah, down to a very good movie. So we think you guys are really going to love it.
And some really cool ideas, concepts, and I'm thinking of another word here, and vamping, and I'm not going to come
messages?
Up with it. But no, not no? messages.
Because it does have cool messages.
Yes. I was talking about avenues of how we were able to get a movie, yet not lose all of the rock.
Oh, you're talking about the branching. We're doing additional, in addition to the festival / theatrical cut.
Hold it, wait, can we say all that?
I think we can say it. I think it's been posted.
Do we want to? Do we just not want to tease them?
Let's tease and then you maybe, guys.
Yeah.
Branching. That's the word.
Branching.
Branching is a word. Go look it up.
Something trees do.
Yes. We've made a fractal movie.
Yes.
Yes.
It's just going to
It's going to go on forever.
The colors are gorgeous.
Oh.
It's hypnotic.
It's, I don't dubstep this podcast. Do not dubstep my podcast.
I want to drop the bass.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I think that about...
Skrillex rocks!
Did you catch his cameo in Wreck-It Ralph? I thought that was awesome.
Yes,
it's during the house party. Skrillex is...
Yes.
Yeah. Because, you know, his stuff sounds like an old 80s video game / modem. So...
It does.
Yeah. He's got many bods. So...
His bod rate is off the chart.
Oh. You know what? You're old enough. You probably used an acoustic coupler before to get on the internet.
Thank you for finishing that word. I don't use an acoustic cup to get on the internet. I'm beyond the tin can
coupler,
and string.
Coupler.
Yes.
All right. So anyway, I guess that about wraps us up.
Yeah.
For this podcast.
Oh, hey, we went over 40.
Oh, well, we'll chunk it down a little bit.
Nah.
So, as always, Neil deGrasse Tyson,
if you're listening,
please come on our podcast.
And for those of you who don't know who Neil deGrasse Tyson is, A, shame on you. B, Star Talk Radio.
Star Talk Radio. C, shame on you. Seriously.
Yes.
Double shame.
Yeah.
Double dumbass on you.
Because, seriously, really, if you've got a pulse and don't know who Neil deGrasse Tyson is... I know who Neil deGrasse Tyson
is. Didn't even bat an eye at the Star Trek reference. All right. Well, thank you, guys. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week. And please get us your questions. Oh, we want them.
Yes.
We want them so bad. We want
questions,
to roll around
suggestions.
In them.
Oh, I...
If it's good enough, I'll tattoo it on Scott's back. Give us questions. Vivant questions.
Yes, because I have so much real estate left on my back now.
I'll shave some of the fur off, dude.
Oh, and what... TMI for even me on that one.
That's true. I guess you can't see it, can you?
No, I can't. I was really hoping that I had more of a, svelte surfer back, but apparently it's more of a Kodiak back. Great.
It's like a Pat the Bunny interpretation of a map of Mordor.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
All right.
Wow.
We love you guys, and we will see you next week.
Yeah. Maybe you'll see Andy. Maybe you won't.